Okay, so let's look at the Mishnah. So this is kind of Nusuga today. I mean, we're getting into the question about the status of Ger Toshav, vis-a-vis Galus. So Ger Toshav is basically a guy who accepts the Shavuos Ben Melach. Okay? So he has a certain status. He comes with, joins us in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the Ger Toshav. So the question is he included or is he not included? Or to what extent is he included in these halachas of Aaron Eklat? Okay? And whenever you discuss it, there's two sides, if he kills or if he is killed. Right? Fine. And then who, if he kills who? Okay. So, our Mishnah says like this. It's a Mishnah Chasam Beis. So, so that we already did. So, father, son, fine. Hakol Golem al Yidei Yisrael. So everybody goes to Galus for killing a Jew, for killing Yisrael. The Yisrael Golem al Yidei Hen, and Yisrael goes to Galus for killing them. Okay, and the Gemara said this is referring to an Eved or a Kusi, which are lower class Jews, so to speak. Okay, not, you know, but the Jews. Chutz mi Ger Toshav, except for a Ger Toshav. So everyone goes to Galus for killing a Jew, and a Jew goes to Galus for killing them, except for Ger Toshav. So what it's saying is, if a Ger Toshav, the implication is that a simple implication is that if a Jew kills a Ger Toshav, or a Ger Toshav kills a Jew, there's no Galus, right? Simple shot. Or someone said, look, it means that Ger Toshav is not included in Galus. That's what it sounds like. He's not included in Galus. Ger Toshav, right. So then he says, but the Ger Toshav, so this question, how you read this. Eino gola el alidei Ger Toshav. Or the Baba the Gra says, Ger Toshav gola alidei Ger Toshav. But a Ger Toshav who kills a Ger Toshav, we're on Chasam Aves. Ger Toshav kills a Ger Toshav, he goes to Galus. But no, it basically means the same thing, right? It means he doesn't go to Galus but through but for killing Ger Toshav, or he goes to Galus for killing Ger Toshav. It's same thing, right? Yeah. The second part of the Mishnah. Right? So basically, so the Mishnah is saying here, Rashi, Chutz Ger Toshav she'ini shol gol al yada. So the Jew doesn't go to Galus for killing him. Okay. So this is what it's discussed. So the Gemara is going to take apart the Mishnah. If you've noticed, if you read carefully in the Mishnah, it's almost like contradictory. Okay, that's what the Gemara is going to say. So let's look in the Gemara. So it's Tessamana, third line. Chutz mi Ger Toshav. Yeah. It says, Alma. So what does it say? It says, everyone goes to Galus, and a Jew goes to Galus, everyone goes to Galus for killing a Jew, and a Jew goes to Galus for killing them, except for Ger Toshav. So, Alma Ger Toshav of Ikhavma. So, what do you see? That vis-a-vis Galus, the Ger Toshav is considered a guy. Right? Because that's what it says. Everyone, Jew goes to Galus for killing everybody, and everyone goes to Galus for killing a Jew, except for Ger Toshav. So, what does that mean? Vis-a-vis the halachas of Galus, the Ger Toshav is considered like any other guy. He's a guy, he keeps saying Noach, but he's considered like a guy. Right? You can say in certain regards, you treat him like a Jew. Like, I think we take care of him, he lives with us, we kind of give him tzedakah. Like, he has a certain type of status, he's in a certain sense related to Klal Yisrael. But it implies, if you tell me that everyone goes to Galus for killing him, and he goes to Galus for killing everybody, except for Ger Toshav, it implies Ger Toshav aren't included in this area. So in this area, Ger Toshav's like a guy. Right? Okay. Ema Seifa. But if we look at the Seifa, it says the Seifa of the Mishnah, Ger Toshav Gola, Ide Ger Toshav. So you see, Ger Toshav goes to Galus for Ger Toshav. Right? So it implies that he's not like a guy. So Moshach, is he included? If he's included in the mitzvah, in the institution of Ari Meklat, so then even if he kills a Jew, or if a Jew kills him, right? What's the difference? If he's telling me he's included in the Parsha? If you tell me he's not considered, he's in the parsha. Rather, he's considered like a guy vis-a-vis this whole area. So then, even if he kills another Ger Toshav, he shouldn't be included. It's like, what's the sense? It sounds like a contradiction, right? Is he included? Is he not included? Right. So from the Reisha, you think it means he's totally excluded, and then Seva tells you he's included. So the Gemara says, "Amar Kan Alo Kan Shah Kan Begir Tosha Shah Begir Tosha Kan Begir Tosha Shah Begir Shah." Depends. If he kills the Ger Tosha, if he's included. If he kills the Yisrael, then he is not included. Why not? Rashi. Look, Asha, get a shor get a shor. Gola, get the tani badge of the Reisha, get a shor get Yisrael, in o gola, de lo sagi leva galas. So the saying is, if he kill, really, he is included in this institution. If he kills the Ger Tosha, he goes to Galas. But if he kills a Jew, it's not enough for him to get galus. It's not enough. What does it mean? It's not enough.
He has to get killed.
He has to get killed, or he doesn't. It's not enough to be a mechaper for him, right? Whatever does have to happen to him, but this is not for Yisrael who kills a show gig. It's bad, but he does the galus, and then he's cool. Avlak kapara. But for a ger toshav who kills a Jew, that's not sufficient. It's not going to work. Maybe he's going to have to get killed, or at the very least, it's saying it's not going to work. It's not enough. It's not enough of an onus for him. He needs something more. Right? For instance, like Arv Lemezid, it also Gullus isn't enough for him. That doesn't mean he's killed. He's not, So, I mean, we'll see later whether he is killed or not, but this thing is saying it's not enough to be a mechaper for him. If he kills a Ger Toshav, yes, he goes to Gullus. But if he kills a Jew, that's not enough. Okay? Let's read a little further in the Gemara, and then we'll take it apart, okay? Then we'll analyze it. But that has to be understood. What does it mean? It's not enough. Why is it not enough? So it says, Ika de Rami Kroya Dadi. Some learn from the Psukim. Ksiv, on the one hand, it says, Livnei Yisrael, Vila Ger, Vila Toshav, Besocham, Tiena Shesh Arim Miklat. Shesh Arim. Implies clearly, Livnei Yisrael, Vila Ger, Vila Toshav, Besocham, Tiena Shesh Arim. So it means these cities are given for Jews, for Gerim, for Toshavim, right? It sounds like it means even for Ger Toshav. But v'chsev, how you lachem ha'arim l'meklat? Lachem v'lo l'geirim. Lachem means for you. So in the one hand, it sounds like the cities are given for the Jew and all of our associates, so to speak, all the people who are associated with us, who live with us, even those who have joined up with us, the garim l'geir tarsos. On the other hand, it says v'yo lachem. It's for you alone. So it's a contradiction. Two psukim. Two different psukim. One pasuk in Bamidbar and Masay. No, two psukim, a few psukim away, actually. Right? A few psukim away. So, the contrary implications. So, which one is it? So, the Gemara answers, look, Amar of Kahana, Lokasha, Kam to Gertosha, Har Yisrael, Kam to Gertosha, Har Gertosha. When it says that it's given for him also, it means if he kills the Gertosha. When it says that it's only for Yisrael, it means if the Ger Toshav kills the Yisrael, then he doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. That's not enough for him. Right? Yeah.
That's really the same idea. It's just different moment.
It sounds like it. It sounds like in one of them it's just basically a contradiction in the Mishnah and the Raisa. Or two parts of the Mishnah, the Raisa and the Seifa, and the other one is finding it based on the Psukim. I mean, maybe there's some subtle difference between, but on the surface, it's a question, where did Rav Kahana come in? Was he answering a kasha on the Mishnah, or was he answering a kasha on the Psukim? It's interesting, it's like, this period doesn't, you don't get it, Goy doesn't get it. Aramiklat is given to Yisrael. But it's like a Ger Toshav is like, becomes a part of you. He doesn't have Kedush to Yisrael, but he like, is an attachment to the Klal. He joins up, he lives with the Eretz Yisrael. It's a phenomenon that we bring them in. He's part of our community in a sense. But he's not Israel. But he's a Toshav. He dwells with us on our land. So he's also afforded the benefits of our Miklat. He's like one of us, he lives with us, and part of Eretz Yisrael is that we have our Miklat. So he partakes of the benefit of having our Miklat. Even though he's not a Jew. Apparently saying it's not really for a Jew per se. Not for a guy, but it's for the community, for our community, the people who live with us, including the Ger Toshavs. But the only problem is that if he kills a Jew, then it doesn't work out. Right? Right. So it reminded me of this halacha. I mean, think it's kind of related, but it says Ben Noach, see Hashem is Ben Noach, but he has this Yud Vav. After Hashem is Ben Noach, he says Mipia Kabbalah Shivnei Noach Asurim Harvas Behema. They can't crossbreed animals. We got Kavas Ilan Vilvad, and they're not allowed to crossbreed trees, like prune trees together. Right? But they're not killed for it. The Goy Shehike Yisrael, but a Goy who hits a Jew, Astilu Chavalbo, even if he wounds him, Afapishu Chayev Misa, in an Erek. So he's Chayev Misa, but he's not killed.
Okay? Wound him?
Yeah, even if he. It's funny, even if he wants it.
How do you get the guy to, like, abide by the, yeah.
Oh, well, we kill him. But we don't kill him.
Oh, no.
We don't kill him. But in general, how do we get them to abide? I mean, in general, if he was Chayav Misa, we kill him. Talking about assuming they like living in our society or whatever. You get Tosha. Right? I mean, he's Chayav to make courts, though. But it's saying he's here, it's like Chayav Misa, but he's not actually killed. Because Goyim are Chayav to keep Shavuot and Tzinoach also.
That's
the afilu,
it sounds like.
Yeah, afilu chavavo, even if he wounds him, he's ain't an erag. But it implies he's chayav misa simply for hitting him. Even for hitting him, he seems like he's chayav misa. Even if he doesn't wound him. Simply, a gerut toshav goes and hits a Jew. Chayav misa.
If it was like an outsider, what would Bezin do with that?
An outsider? I don't know. I don't know if we're the ones who are supposed to be enforcing this. He's but part of the mitzvah of Shem Esmei Noach is that they're supposed to enforce these things. They have to set up.
Chayav Misa means when they die, they'll get it?
No, it means if it were Chayav Misa, if it weren't in an Erech, then. Oh, in this case or in a in normal case?
In a normal case. And he was an outsider.
Yeah, I think they can. I think in theory, man, so Goyim society is Chayav and Shem Esmei Noach. Goyim, all Goyim in the world are Chayav and Shem Esmei Noach. Shem Esmei Noach includes setting up courts. So in a court means part of the court is if a person violates the 7th Noach, then they kill him. So, I mean, in theory, whatever, any given country, in a non-Jewish country, should set up this thing and should kill the guys if they, you know, think that's part of their system.
Just quickly, what are all the
So, you know, it's the way you remember it is, the reason why I'm coming to this Rambam is he just like it's saying is it's not in theory a ger toshav is chayiv galus for killing. He gets galus for killing b'shogeg, right? But if for some reason, if he kills a guy, I'm sorry, he kills a Jew, then no, that's not enough. That's a biggie. Now it's not enough for him to just get galus, right? He doesn't deserve galus. He needs more. So I'm just saying this. He reminds me of this halacha because you see, if a guy even hits a Jew. He hits a Jew, then he's a Chayav Misa. He's not killed, but he's a... So you see that there is some precedent for this idea of a Jigoy relating to a Jew in some sort of a special way. But it is this itself. I mean, look, it's not very helpful because this is very difficult to Rambam in his own right. I mean, why? What's it's not when Hashem is saying, no, he's not allowed to hit a Jew. Right? So what does that mean? Why is he Chayav Misa? And of course, it's also why is he not killed? It's also.
It is related to the Aramaic.
I think it is. I'm just saying it's not. I think it's related. I mean, that's my opinion.
Well, there's a sense. I mean,
okay. So I'm thinking basically similar to what Shmuel was saying. Just one other point is that, like, let me just anyways. Might as well read this to you anyways. Is that the end of Malachim Chas Yud Yud Aleph? It's important to get to what we were talking about before about our relationship to Shavu to Goyim and Shavu to Noach and Gertoshav. It says Moshe Rabbeinu lo hinchil haTorah haMitzvos el Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave, inherited or bequeathed, however they say, gave over the Torah to only to the Jews. Mashneh Morosha Akilas Yaakov. It's inheritance to Akilas Yaakov. L'chol haRotzel lehisgayir misharumos, and to anybody from the other nations who wants to convert. It's not a monopoly. I mean, it's not an elite. We let other people in, but it's only for people who basically are part of the Am. Kishnemer kachem kager, gers like you. Avol mi shelo ratza, someone doesn't want to. In kofin also lekabel Torah mitzvos. We never force them to accept Torah mitzvos. We don't do that. V'chein tziva Moshe Rabbeinu piyagvura, but also Moshe Rabbeinu commanded from God lachof es kol ba'oi ha'olam lekabel kol mitzvos shenitzav enoach. Okay, to force all the people in the world to accept the Shemitah Shemitah. The Chomi Shalom Kabbal, Yaharek, and who doesn't accept it will be killed. The Hamakabal Osam, Hu Hanikar Ger Toshav. The Chomakam. If you accept the Shemitah Shemitah, that's called the Ger Toshav. The Tzorch Lakabal of Bifnei Shalosha Chaverim. You have to accept them through in front of three Tamei Lecham. The Chomakabal of Lomol, the Avru Alav Shneimas Archodesh Velomol, Harizek Kamin Shabumos. Okay, whatever that is, a different point. And he says, call him a kabbal shemitz v'noach, v'niz or las oson. Let's say a guy accepts the shemitz v'noach and is careful to do them. Harizem mechaside ha'umas olam. Yishloch le kolam haba. So he's a chaside, righteous people of umas olam, and he has olam haba. Okay, if he accepts the shemitz v'noach and he doesn't, he's careful about them. Kehushi kabbal oson, v'yase oson, m'bnei shetziv bohem ha'kadosh baruch hu b'torah. V'odi anu aydei Moshe Rabbeinu, shebneim noach mikodem nestav bohem. That's provided that he accepts them because God commanded them in the Torah and told us that they were commanded from Bnei Noach. You know? If he just does them because he thinks they make sense, he doesn't accept the Torah. He just, you know, like an American. He doesn't do adultery. Somehow he doesn't do Zara. Whatever, right? And I just say whatever, Hechor Hadas. He just thinks they kind of make sense. No, he doesn't steal, whatever. Let's say he does it. Because people come to say that. Oh, yeah, he probably keeps them. It's not really true, because usually what Zohar they do it, but whatever. But let's say he doesn't have Echad Das. In Zeh Ger Toshav. That's not a Ger Toshav. He's not a Chesed of the Umos Olam. Ela Michachameim. He's not a Chesed of the Umos Olam, but from the Chachameim. So there's a whole Gersa question about Ela Michachameim. But whatever, let's leave that alone. But the idea, though, is accepting Shevamitz Ve'Noach is through Torah. It's not just a matter that he likes these things, he thinks they're smart rules. But it's an acceptance of the Torah. He has to accept the Torah, and the Torah says that he should keep Shevamitz Ve'Noach. So the Torah is the Torah's Moshe, which he has access to through the Yisrael, through Kal Yisrael. Right? And that's why, like this idea, Ger Toshav, he joins up to Kal Yisrael. And even when it says we mispalo in the Rosh Hashanah davening that the Goyim will recognize him by Yomru Kal Hashem Hashem Apo. Hashem Elokei Yisrael Malach. Right? Hashem, who is the Elokei Yisrael. So the Goy's route to God is the Elokei Yisrael. God is the God of Klal Yisrael. So Yisrael is basically the Goy's vehicle towards his route towards knowledge of God. Okay? So the Jew has a unique place vis-a-vis, is like the connection of the Goy to God. So it could be, just to deal with that first question, is that why is he Chayav Misa if he kills a Jew, if he hits a Jew? Right? Why does that mean he hits a Jew? It's not one of the Shemitz Ve'Noach. So where did that come from? It's not one of the Mitzvos. So why is he Chayav Misa if he hits a Jew? But because it's like a premise of Shemitz Ve'Noach is the role of the Jew. Because his whole Shemitz Ve'Noach is that he's accepting Shemitz Ve'Noach because of the Torah's Moshe, because God gave the Torah to Moshe, to Kal Yisrael, and that's what he has. So if he undermines the role of Kal Yisrael, then he ipso facto undermines this whole Shemitz Ve'Noach. Whereas this whole system rests upon the role of the Jew, and this acceptance of Sinai, and Sinai sets up the Jew as the nation. Sinai is, this is the book which sets up the Jew as the Zalam HaNivchar. So it's like for him to attack a Jew, it's not the particular guy, but he's denying the significance of Yisrael. And if he denies the significance of Yisrael, then he has no place in there. Then he's like Yisrael Misa. He's not technically violating any of the Shevet Mitzvos, and it could be that's why there's no Chiyuv Misa is reserved for violating. The actual Onesh of Bezin is reserved for violating the Shevet Mitzvos. But his Chayav Misa means he has no right to exist, because his right to exist is based upon his acceptance of Shevet Mitzvos and Noach. And if you accept Shevet Mitzvos and Noach without the Jew, without Torah, then that's not Shemitz Ve'Noach. So he's like, the Jew represents the platform of his whole system. It all rests upon the Jew. You with me? Once again? So that being the case, I think maybe the same point here, is that because of the fact that the Jew is a special role, there's a special role for the guy. He is the guy's route to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his acceptance of God, his relation to God is through the Jew. So therefore, as a Mechayev, he's Chayev in a higher level of Shemira against the Jew. It would be like if you're near the king, the prince, royalty, you have to be especially careful not to kill him. Because they're in your grawl. If you're near the president, you have to be especially careful. So you always have to be careful not to kill anybody. But the president, because he occupies such an important place in the country, you have to be especially careful. So there's such a thing as careful and then especially careful. So when you're around, like you said, you're around your kids, you're especially careful. You're back out of your driveway, you're especially careful not to, that they're not there. More than you normally would be. Because of the way your kids occupy in your mind. So there isn't such a thing. There are different levels of careful. So it's saying because of the position of the Jew, the goy is chayev in a special level of zeros, shmira, to make sure that he doesn't kill a Jew. To be especially on guard. And you can't just say, oh, it was a shogeg. Oh, it was just an accident. It's not an excuse. By a Jew, it's not an excuse either, but you go to a miklat, so you got a kapara. It's forgivable. It's forgivable if you're not careful and you end up killing somebody. It's bad, but it's forgivable. But if you kill a Jew, it's not forgivable. That's just saying, it's not enough for him to go to Galus. The crime is too great. He's chayiv in a higher level of shmira, such that if he ends up killing a Jew, he must avoid killing a Jew at all times because of the unique position of a Jew. He sees that even if he hits a Jew, he's chayiv misa. So it's like he has to look at the Jew in a certain sense as like royalty. And we are, Malachas Kohanim, Agai Kadosh, we're a kingdom of Kohanim. So it's like we're vis-a-vis the world, we're the, like the kings, we're the kingdom. Of the emissaries, the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's saying, that being the case, he's chayev to be super careful on at all costs not to kill Jew. So what does that mean? Before he does anything that's even potentially dangerous, he has to be make sure there's no Jew even around. And if he fails in that, it's not just failing in Shmias and Nafash. Galus is for a guy who fails in Shmias and Nafash. So if he kills a Ger Toshav, it means he wasn't careful about life. But he's not failing not in Shmias and Nafash, he's failing in Shmias Yisrael. In the machshiv, the role of Klal Yisrael, that's a worse crime. That crime is punishable. We'll see, punishable by death. It's not punishable by kapara. There's no kapara for that. It's not sagi levegalas. But for a ger toshav kills a ger toshav, it means he made sure there's no Jew around. There is no Jew around. He didn't kill a Jew. He just wasn't careful about life. Oh, so then he's basically like shmos nefesh. Then he's like anyone else. So he gets every mitzvah. He gets every mitzvah. So I don't do it for tomorrow. I mean, it would be nice if we could answer that question. I don't, you know, I'd like to find something who explains it. Why is it that a guy Jew kills a Jew and a guy gets a Jew and a guy goes? I thought that would be nice.
The rabbi had a reasoning.
Yeah, because it says Re'ehu. Yeah, that's true. I think also because, you mean from the Gemara, because you see you need a thing for Evan and Kusi.
Right.
It's not necessarily a svara, but I guess it's deduction.
That's not a reason, that's just
deduction. Okay.
Sif Kesef Mishnah.
Sif Kesef Mishnah? Okay, I'm there. I'm
5'3".
Sif for a different approach. It means like it's different. I don't know.
See further.
Basically, it was see further.
Yeah. But,
Texting language.
Yeah,
Latin.
Yeah. But then, yes, yeah, so then I don't do further than the Gemara. It's really interesting. There's another Rashi. The Fikach, that Rashi. That's a funny one. So further than the Gemara, basically. The next step in the Gemara. Not the Yadir Chavidah stuff. I mean, there's one more step, and then we're going to get into Derech Chavidah and Derech Chaliyah again. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We're going to get to, on the horizon, we always think that Derech Chavidah is worse than Derech Chaliyah. Right? And the reason why Derech Chaliyah, you don't get healed is because it's honest. But you'll see, there's a possibility it's the exact opposite. The Derech Aliyah is Karach Mezib. That's why it's not Galus. Sounds like a totally opposite. But I mean, we'll see, we got there. It's a little creepy.
Do you have that already?